When California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed legislation governing the state's hot springs, he created a tempest in a hot tub. The bill would have exempted hot springs from the state's swimming pool regulations, which require use of a disinfectant like chlorine. NPR's John McChesney reports that soakers are simmering.
Wilbur Hot Springs is about 3 hours north of San Francisco, tucked away in an oak-lined canyon just west of the Great Central Valley. The last leg of the trip takes you across an old trestle bridge on an unmarked dirt road. 7 dusty miles later, you end up in front of a quaint Victorian hotel. The faint smell of sulfur hangs in the air. Dr. Richard Miller, a clinical psychologist, bought Wilbur Hot Springs in 1971.
Wilbur Hot Springs opened to the public in 1865. Prior to that, it was a Native American healing and ceremonial ground, but it opened as a hotel in 1865 and became quite world famous, actually.
Richard Anderson manages Wilbur Hot Springs for Dr. Miller. He walks me up along a creek to the source of the hot water. We're looking down at a steaming pool covered with a skim of pale yellow sulfur.
Where it comes out of the ground at 140 degrees, and it emanates from, well, we don't know exactly, but miles beneath the surface of the earth. And we pipe it from here in approximate 420 feet or so to the bathhouse.
Down the creek stands a Japanese-style A-frame, which covers 3 long, steaming soaking tubs.
In the open tubs, the temperatures range from 98 to 112 degrees, and you can find any of the right temperature for you by moving up and down within any given tub.
Can you sit in 112 degrees?
I can, but not long.
But these tubs have created a contentious cross-current with county health officials. The county seat is miles away in the rather conservative Central Valley town of Colusa. 3 years ago, a health inspector said he found some E. coli, a bacteria from intestinal tracts, in one of the pools and ordered that they be disinfected with chlorine or bromine. Owner Richard Miller fought back, arguing that unlike a swimming pool where water is recycled over and over, water in the tubs is constantly replenished by fresh water, which then flows back into the creek.
If we were to chlorinate that water, we'd basically be chlorinating a creek. And I would imagine that the fish and game people would have something to say, particularly about with regard to the massive amounts of chlorine that would be necessary.
Miller says subsequent tests have shown no E. coli bacteria and that no one has ever gotten sick here. Miller took his case to the state legislature, which overwhelmingly passed a bill to exempt the state's many hot springs from swimming pool regulations. But Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed it, saying that the bill would preempt local control. Miller says the governor's logic is flawed, that it's the state swimming pool law that preempts local control, and he's worried about the consequences for his business, perhaps with good reason.
I think that would be terrible. I don't think I'd come.
Linda Anderson is a regular Wilbur client. She says she comes here because it's so quiet and restful, and the waters make her skin feel good.
I like the chemicals that Mother Nature puts in there. They keep the pools clean. You know, this is one of the cleanest places as far as hot springs that I come to.
David Tard and his wife Candace came here from Dallas. They wouldn't like the added chemicals either.
I don't know, for the governor to veto the bill, maybe he had a bad experience in a hot tub before he became governor.
For its part, Colusa County is sticking to its position. Kevin Backus is the county's environmental health director.
You know, their clients want everything to be natural and along those lines. When you got the sweat coming off of them or dirt or, you know, whatever else comes off their bodies, and then that's where you get the bacteria, which if it's coming up dirty, it still falls under the regs and they need to have it disinfected.
Signs at the pools admonish clients to shower thoroughly before entering. And there's another warning, too. All sexual activity is to be confined to the privacy of hotel rooms. Clothing in the pools is optional, an option, by the way, that few choose. This makes some people wonder if the dust-up between the county and Wilbur Hot Springs is evidence of the culture wars. Both sides, however, insist a compromise is still possible. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.